In Iraq, there is growing anger over alleged killings of Iraqi civilians by U.S. forces. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has condemned the deaths of 24 civilians in Haditha last fall as a horrible crime. In addition, 7 U.S. Marines and a sailor could be charged with murder, kidnapping, or conspiracy in connection with a single Iraqi death in April. Today, the U.S. military confirmed that it was investigating a third incident, and then late today, a U.S. defense official said an internal review found no misconduct on the part of U.S. forces in that case. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
Until now, Iraqis have largely ignored the controversy in the United States over the alleged killing of unarmed civilians in Haditha by U.S. Marines. As for the second investigation, in which one Iraqi man was killed in the village of Hamandiya, west of Baghdad, most Iraqis have never even heard of the town, let alone the incident. The third probe, probably the most familiar to Iraqis, since the incident in question received some Iraqi television coverage when it happened in mid-March, was declared over by the military the same day it was acknowledged. But with each set of allegations, the question of the treatment of Iraqi civilians at the hands of the U.S. military is getting more attention here, especially at the highest levels. Prime Minister Maliki has ordered an Iraqi investigation into the Haditha deaths, prompting a visit from the U.S. ambassador and the top U.S. general in Iraq to assure the prime minister that he'd be kept informed. The investigation that was closed today with no charges against the military involved a village called Ishaqi, some 50 miles north of the capital. In mid-March, U.S. forces raided a house there, stating they were after a man suspected of supporting al-Qaeda in Iraq, the terrorist group headed by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. The military said 4 people died when the house collapsed after a heavy firefight, and the suspect was arrested. But Ishaqi villagers, interviewed by Associated Press Television News and others the next day, told a different story. They said the U.S. forces entered the house and shot 11 people, including several children, before demolishing the house. Video from last month shows the dead bodies of 5 young children. One appears to be less than a year old, wrapped in blankets in the bed of a pickup truck. The video does tend to support the villagers' claims insofar as the bodies seen in the video do not appear to have been crushed, and bullet wounds are clearly visible. But not all the bodies are shown, and there's no way to tell if the victims were shot from inside the house, as the Iraqis claim, or from outside, which could support the American military's version of civilian casualties during a firefight. NPR spoke today with an Ishaqi resident who identified himself as Issa Khalaf, the brother of the man whose home was raided by U.S. forces. He says that around 2:30 on that March morning, U.S. helicopters landed and troops began shooting at his brother's house. He said that lasted for about a half hour.
After the gunfire, they broke into the house. They stayed in there for about 20 minutes. After they left, there were 3 explosions, and then the helicopters fired machine guns and rockets at the house. Later, we went inside and found my brother's family in the rubble. They killed the entire family.
Khalaf says the family hasn't asked for compensation, just answers.
I ask why they did this. Who is the terrorist? Was it the 7-month-old baby or the 75-year-old woman?
Late today, a defense official said an internal probe found that American forces committed no misconduct and followed standard practices in the Ishaqi raid, and that the civilian deaths were unintentional. U.S. officials from the president to the attorney general to top military officers say if crimes were committed by U.S. forces in Iraq, those responsible will be punished. But many Iraqis have yet to be convinced that any of these investigations will bring any relief to the plight of Iraqi civilians in the battleground that is present-day Iraq. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.